USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the east coast. The center of Isaias will be passing well east of the Georgia coast this morning, and then Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center says it's on to the Carolinas.
This forecast to make landfall in either northern South Carolina or southern North Carolina, and then it will be moving inland, but not very far inland, so that there will still be strong winds occurring along the coast. It's likely that we'll see tropical swarm force winds spread northward all the way through the mid-Atlantic states into southern New England.
Protests against police brutality and systemic racism quieting down now in downtown Portland, Oregon, after the departure of federal officers. There was a small crowd of a few hundred protesters last night, the 67th consecutive night of demonstrations. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis is advocating for another national shutdown to stop the spread of COVID-19. Neel Kashkari telling CBS's Face the Nation that without one, businesses of all sizes will likely soon face bankruptcy. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro saying this morning that Democrats are not negotiating a new pandemic-related relief package in good faith. Navarro telling Fox News,
what's puzzling and troubling, perhaps, is the idea that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats might be using workers as hostages to get to that big deal that they want.
The administration and Democrats remain at an impasse as they try to put together another stimulus bill. Stocks opening higher this morning on the first trading day of August. Tech shares have been leading as markets also got a boost after Eli Lilly announced the start of phase 3 trials of its new coronavirus drug. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After a marine training accident off the coast of California last week, the active search for the 8 missing has now ended. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
8 troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. 8 Marines were rescued, but one later died, and 2 are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton north of San Diego.
Prankster comedian Sacha Baron Cohen will have to give a deposition in former Alabama Judge Roy Moore's defamation suit against him. Moore and his wife are suing Cohen, CBS and Showtime, over Cohen having called him a pedophile in the now-canceled series that Cohen hosted called Who is America? John Hume, the political leader who won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping bring peace to Northern Ireland, has died at 83. He passed away early today at a nursing home in Londonderry. Hume was one of Northern Ireland's best-known politicians for more than 30 years and played a major role in the peace talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.